Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Wazom. Good morning,
Andrea.
Madame
good morning,
Renu.
Wazo.
Today is
18th
of February 2016.
December.
And yes, December. What is November? October.
And 2015.
16. So I haven't said anything right. I started with the
today
wrong
is 18th football. Of December 2015. It's Friday. The sun is still shining.
And this is off the far cuff. off the cuff number 56. Are going from bed to bed.
So we're starting our fundraising, and our fundraising has been successful so far. Thank you so far. Thank you for all our donors. We have succeeded in getting close to 2 lakhs. That's 1.8 lakhs have come in of our targeted goal, which is 8.5 lakhs for the next year to be able to do what it is that we do, create a team, support those team members, do some soundproofing, and buy the equipment that was needed.
Yeah.
It's a very horrible project.
No,
it's a wonderful project. And we really are very appreciative of all the people, and any amount works right now. And also, Auroville.com is happy to contribute if people want to contribute to the radio. And later on, make any purchases through Auroville.com. They can also get a small discount of 10%.
So thanks so much to all the donors that are participating in this
effort.
Our target is $850,000.
Oh,
it's $13,000. So we are not yet at the middle of that amount. So we invite to join the energy and put together.
It's our pledge drive.
Yes. So.
And tell us, Andrea, what else has been happening? You have been busy doing flood relief work and FM.
Yeah, I saw that on Euronet. Suddenly I saw that there was something in Côte d'Alene, a story of
apparently we were part of history.
History,
yes,
is what? So
Andrea,
can you
share
give
with
to us more details?
So I'm very happy to say that yesterday we had a very nice Italian channel, Radio 3, that is the national channel, the national cultural channel, that it broadcast an interview that we did just a few hours before.
நேயர்கள் கேட்டுக்கொண்டிருப்பது கடலூர் பேரிடர் கால வானொலி 107.8. கடலூர் மாவட்டத்தில் சமீபத்தில் ஏற்பட்ட மழை வெள்ளத்தினால் மக்களுக்கு ஏற்பட்ட இன்னலை நீக்கும் பொருட்டு இந்த சமுதாய வானொலி கடலூர் மாவட்ட ஆட்சியர் அலுவலகத்திலிருந்து செயல்படுகிறது.
That is not my voice.
Eccolo qua, anche quello bello con le voci sottofondo.
La lingua tamila, sì.
C'ha un suono veramente fantastico.
So,
punto, perché è importante questa stazione radio?
This was the broadcast from Cardinal. This is their jingle.
Yes, on the background we were playing the jingle and you are hearing the voices from the Italian radio. Is Andrea Borgnino that he has called me a couple of days ago for this interview because he was very interested about the setting up of this emergency station, and he got the news from the internet. Also because this fact has been really covered by many Indian channels, regional TV channel, national channels, newspaper, magazines. So internet, it was really spreading out the voice. And so I've been called from this fellow. This is a friend of mine. He was the fellow that is helped us into setting up the station on 11 years ago. So
we've come full circle in a way.
Yes.
You know, what I found fantastic is that we're all sitting here and then we're doing our thing, and then suddenly it actually has relevance in an emergency situation somewhere else. I love it.
That's why I would like to listen a little bit more this Italian part. Can you give
nell'università di Chennai. Evidentemente questi 10 anni, queste 220 radio aperte in tutto il continente hanno fatto capire che è uno strumento evidentemente così importante.
Così importante.
Molto bello.
Bello, eh?
It's beautiful language.
Kundalore. E ora dice Tamil Nadu.
Sì, sì. Fantastic. How long was your interview, Andrea?
It was 7 minutes and it was again played on a prime time.
Siamo stati partecipi del sforzo, portando un po' di conoscenza e sicuramente qualche materiale che mancava all'appello. E nel giro di 2 giorni la stazione ha cominciato a trasmettere a broadcasting e a mandare informazioni riguardo agli aiuti
e ai
messaggi che di
qualche
volta venivano e vengono divulgati.
So the fact that we are broadcasting, they are broadcasting messages
involved in questo
to communicate with the people that are listening to the emergency radio station.
Che ha perso tutto praticamente. Questo è la prima volta che succede in India, una licenza di questo genere non era mai stata rilasciata, il governo italiano non aveva mai avuto occasione di farlo. Stavolta nella disgrazia di questa inondazione ha avuto la fortuna di vedere
Government to take the steps and give the license, and it is very, very important.
Mettersi assieme in poche ore.
Ecco, quindi questa è la grande novità. Yeah. Infatti, vale la pena di
raccontare. I love it, great.
Madame Renaud is happy today. Yeah, la Piondrea is happy.
Yeah, we are all happy. Yeah, the fundraising is running. Renaud, she's busy with her work in making the passport happening, because it's something that is...
This is another issue. Maybe we can change the issue after the fundraising for the Reveal Radio, all this adventure in Côte d'Alor. What to say?
Yeah,
what
we say thank you very much to our friends, to Radio 3, Andrea Bornino, and we stop...
Thank you, and thank you for giving us also the opportunity to all the players that were involved in inviting and in contacting us and in helping to put the whole thing together. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and a lot of honor.
It's an honor, that's what I mean, yeah.
So, okay. In Oroville, the life is still running, is going on, and the rain is over now.
But I went to Chennai the other day because I had to pick up my passport. It's been really a marathon. I've had to go to Delhi, I've had to go to Chennai. And Chennai, the water had come down in most of the major areas that I drove through. So I was able to see the height of the water on the way there. And the most interesting part of it is because the bridge collapsed near Kalpakkam, you actually now drive through the Kalpakkam Atomic Community, Research Community. And it's amazing because it's very clean, it's very well maintained, the roads are well maintained, there's parks, there's offices, there's hospitals, there's flats, and it's really clean. And then you drive through and you're like, wow.
So the future is atomic.
Yeah, and well, at least in this village, they have obviously, it's like a township.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, okay, so this is possible. And then the minute you come out of the gate, it's, as the driver said, and here we are in Tamil Nadu again. It's true. It was the chaos in a way, but... So it was quite interesting to see.
Yeah.
So
something else.
Very clean.
I have seen the report of the land board recently on Avinet. It was published, so they were stating some facts. I haven't go through, but something that struck me was that kind of. We were gonna have a meeting for Avinet for because there is some the decision process regarding the fact to be chancellored or whatever, moderated or not is something. That,
This is about Oranet, yes. And how we behave on it and whether moderators are needed or not. I think that's a little bit silly, all of that, and I don't know why the working committee and the council feel to be involved. Certainly not the working committee issue, or actually a little bit sometimes.
But I just want to say to everybody that the youth center manage to postpone residence assembly. This is a scandal.
That is great.
Because Saturday we have the fair, and we are supposed to have a residence assembly. I was for the residence assembly. Suddenly, what I learned that the youth center was more important.
Rubbish. They've been
more important. This is, I find, horrible. I said we are adults. Normally, they have to follow the process. So us, we was there to speak about the youth situation.
No,
in terms of emergency. So I want to discuss about that. And they said, no, you can't do that. It's better to go to the fair at the youth center for Christmas. Imagine Christmas. Mm-hmm. For the anarchists, it's difficult, no, to go to the Christmas fair for the youth center.
But it's quite the opposite, actually, Wazo. The fair has been announced long before.
Yes,
there's been weeks and weeks of efforts. And it was the other people that suddenly decided out of whatever frivolous reason.
It's not the reason.
That Saturday
the reason
should
is the authority.
Be the meeting.
The authority
so
is us.
Went, woo,
the authority
woo.
Is the senior, is the adult, is us, the residence assembly. We are the traditions, we are the past, we are the
future.
Past.
Yes, the past.
The past of the future, if you want. The future of the past.
Le passé décomposé.
Anyway, it's a scandal that I would like to say that I don't want to go to the fair. I will not go at 2 p.m. to speak with Paul to make MC blah blah. I will not go there to expend my money. I will stay home.
Crying.
One more time.
And you will miss also Johnny's play at 7 o'clock. You will miss the cake competition that's at 2 o'clock.
You will miss the rock and roll from 8:30 to 9. Always stop at 9. You will miss, because in fact I will go. Let's be positive. Okay.
Everybody. And even in fact, it's the opposite. The youth has been wide enough to embrace the RAS and the board notice board that they want to bring up. No, they want to bring up a notice board where people can start saying what it is that they're going to do for Oroville. So people are making a kind of like what a little commitment.
It's
a little,
too nice to be true, madam.
It's true. It's happening because.
Because of what?
Because of we have Inga in the RAS.
We know some secret youth. So, Andrea, there is a new generation that they are here from the baby time. Mm. You know, they are a baby of something else trying to be.
And
what else?
We
were told by a youth that the secret to fundraising was the charm of a young man.
Yeah, it's true.
So we should also send out some charming young men.
Amy, I'm lost with all this fundraising because I have to do fundraising for Porto's Water.
And also because funny because Wazo, I interrupt you now because fundraising, Roshan has been involved in it and he's been telling me, yeah, so then today I went around to all the units and then I called up Mason Chocolate and I said, and it was Wednesday. Yeah. You're the seventh person this week that is fundraising. It's fundraising season. So you know all the units that are actually producing in kind, they're actually also contributing not only their 33% or whatever, they also contribute a lot in kind for these kind of events, which is nice.
We will speak about that.
The architects contribute in kind? No.
One more time. you have personal attack of the architect.
Yeah, I do because I don't believe we can build Oroville with one segment. Building Oroville and making a profit while the rest of us are all here like idiots building Oroville. What's that about?
Okay, madam,
we are idiots. That's the thing.
Okay, so this is we have still
so
1 minute.
I don't agree with that.
We still have 3 minutes and 15 seconds.
Okay, good. It's the opportunity to speak about that. This problem of what we were speaking just about
housing. No.
the youth. How to do fundraising.
The fundraising, the charm of a young man.
Suppose I have a unit, I have money. Suddenly now, many people will come to see me. I need money for what? The classic stuff is for the village because we need to do some stuff for village actions.
For the cable of the radio?
Cable from the radio. After you have for this, for the youth fair. After you have for the all kind of possibility. So in the end, the people, they are there. They have 7, 8, 10 people coming for this particular period. After you have all the years, we have phone. It's true.
The summer camp.
So we have to do. So for example, for Porto's Water, I have to postpone nonstop. I was supposed to start the fundraising 6 months ago, but I postponed. No. For the asbestos and this. So I don't know how to do.
But traditionally, was the fundraising months are between October and January?
There is tradition.
Yes.
There is a way to speak.
There's a science,
when you are asocial, when you lack nobody, these people cannot give you money if you love nobody. If you love nobody, nobody will give you money. If you say, you are a stupid people, why these stupid people will give you money? So you have to say, you are good guys. We love you. We appreciate your work. We appreciate.
Sure, not everybody's in the same basket. Everybody has a different approach. Some people.
How you do?
Me?
Yeah, not you. How you do fundraising?
But I like how we do. We publicize a lot. We take pictures. We show what we do. We attach the work. We do a lot of writing.
You do believe in your job?
We believe
in our
much.
Job.
And blindly.
And thank God other people also do believe in our job. Thank you. So, yeah.
I start like that. I have to be positive.
And another thing I just want to say in Chennai, because I was looking around and I saw and I remember reading an article about it 6 months ago that invited a lot of international graffiti artists to Chennai. And you can still see that work all over the walls on Cathedral Road near Gemini Circle and all. And it's really quite well done. There's really good graffiti. I even took some pictures. So this wasn't also damaged, and you can see I was quite surprised to see that kind of international imagery in Chennai on the walls.
Okay, good. Something is moving.
Everything is moving.
And also I wanted to say another thing about Chennai. There's a lot of tensions right now, and it seemed like during this terrible disaster in Chennai, really Chennai behaved in the way that you would love and that you imagine India at its height, where it's all the communal differences was totally set aside and humanity really came forward with people helping from all kinds of different castes, levels of life. Of course, now the cleanup, sadly, is going to be done by more of the lower caste. But still, during the crisis, I think a lot of people were helping to distribute things and all. And so Chennai really had a profile of humanity during this disaster.
Yeah, it's a very good way to close this off the cuff number 56, 18th of December 2016. We thank you
15.
Very much. So, my God, I can make it.
No, it's wonderful, Andrea. You're a year ahead.
No, I'm a year behind. Okay, thank you very much for listening and see you listen soon.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Au revoir.